Hello?
Mr. Wiesel?
Yes?
Thank you, sir.
This is Atlanta.
Eddie Wiesel on 9-1.
Where are you?
In California.
Hot damn, I wished I was rich enough to just go out and enjoy the sun and never have to work.
We're too.
I want you to know your Secretary of Treasury, Henry Fowler, here. I want him to say hello to you.
The new secretary?
He's the new secretary. I tried to call you and Bobby Lehman. I couldn't locate either one of you, and I guess Bobby's riding the subway home, don't you reckon?
I think so.
Here's Henry Fowler.
Hello, Mr. Wiesel.
I congratulate you, Mr. Secretary.
Well,
wonderful.
Thank you so much. And you and I have got to get much better acquainted than we have been in the past. We were ships passing in the night down Atlantic City, and I knew you had your hands full. Well, I shall look forward to an early opportunity to see you. I gathered from your exchange with the president, you're off in a warmer and a better climate.
I'll be home tomorrow.
Oh, well, good. Well, I hope to see you then perhaps sometime next week.
I will call on you.
And the president would like to say another word to you.
Eddie, that fella came down, you know, that was talking to the matter you and Wasserman was interested in, wanted me to call you again, said he understood that they'd do this if I'd ask him to, and I told him that I'd talk to him, but I hadn't heard any more about it. Well, he said he sure wish I would. He would be mighty glad to be helpful to me, and so I told him that I would talk to you, and I sure you had made the statement about him, but that you couldn't just run over people, and that's the way we left it. Now, I don't know what we do about it. I don't know who else you have. It might be better.
They talked with Stevenson, you know.
What did he say?
I don't know what he said.
Well, hold things till you get back here, and
we'll when I get back.
Okay.
I'll see you.
All right.
Thank you for calling.